Today, Be'ezah Hashem learned Daf Lamed Zayin and Masechet Shavuos. Some of the topics we learned about include the question of Hezid B'Shavuos HaPikad and the history by Mao. What is the halacha if two witnesses who knew of the Pikad and warned the Shomer not to swear falsely? And they swore falsely anyway. And there are three possibilities. Perhaps, B'Hishru Boy, the Shomer is Chayav B'Karban only. Or perhaps, B'Hishru Boy, the Shomer gets Malkus only. Or the Shomer gets both punishments, a Karban because of the Shavuah and Malkus because of the Hasra. Reb Shimon's opinion of Zadin Shavuos HaPikadon le'nitin le'kapar. Regarding Shavuos HaPikadon, even a mazid that was Lehistra boy does not bring a carbon because there is a gzera shava from Me'ila. The machlik is regarding HaKayfer b'mamin sheyesh lav edim. If a shemer or aid denied a monetary claim for which there were two witnesses, Rabba holds pater while Reb Yechanan holds chayef. However, Reb Yechanan does agree that b'shtar pater, if one denied a monetary claim that was recorded in the document, he is not liable. One is not liable for a kfir related to land because there is no shvu obligation on land. The similar machlek is regarding mashbia edei karka, if edei made a kfir on the claim of land. Rabbi Yechon holds pater, because as before he holds ein mevin karbon al kfir ashibit karkois, while Rabbi Laza holds chayiv because he holds mevin karbon al kfir ashibit karkois.